making any excuses whatsoever for concentration camps. Now, the figure of 300,000 or 271,000 hovering about in that neighborhood must be understood as not only being made up of Jews either. The German government, the West German government, which was a puppet government set up by the Americans in 1948, brought out a handbook for its own officials. This handbook was published until 1953. It was called the Handbook for Political Education, and in it, again, it adopts roughly this number. However, it states that up until that point, only 35 or 36,000 Jews were dead or died in German concentration camps. Not 6 million, not 3 million, not 2 million, around 35,000. Now, there are two very important books and aspects to this story, too. One is covered in this book here, West German Reparations to Israel, which deals with the German payments, how they came about and so on, what negotiations went into it, and why the Germans paid it. And this book, The German Path to Israel, again, dealing with the Treaty of Luxembourg and how it came about, why the Germans paid this kind of money. It shows in here some of the German officials dealing in Luxembourg with these matters of reparations. And here is a close-up of David Ben-Gurion and Konrad Adenauer. It was under the leadership of Konrad Adenauer that Germany, for the first time in writing as a government or as a people, signed an agreement that they were responsible for the death of millions, not 6 million or 5 million, but just for the death of millions. And it is this clause that the Germans signed for which is at the bottom of all this trouble, because the government of Germany pays reparations to Israel on the basis of the numbers. In other words, the numbers are very, very important. It is with these numbers that the international Zionist movement has in effect extorted from the governments and the people of Germany almost 100 billion German marks. So numbers are important. And Mr. Felder,